Take your phone calls at 800-859-0957. We got a great staff at work, and Rich Lozinski back at our studios. Our engineer Cam Knox is taking those phone calls from you, and Chris Renwick's our executive producer. And we kick things off this morning by welcoming back into the show the Senate Majority Leader here in Michigan, the Republican from Clark Lake, Mike Shirkey, on the heels of what happened out in Holland now. I don't know whether you heard, but the restaurant owner we talked about yesterday, who had been jailed because she broke COVID protocols, she has been released, Marlena Pavlos Hackney. And that's good news for everybody. And Senator Shirkey, good morning. It's great to have you back with us, sir.
Good morning, Frank. I am very delighted to be able to join you this week in particular. I'm guessing it's a bittersweet week for you as you approach your next adventure.
Indeed. You're absolutely right. You know, that's a good way to put it. It's bittersweet.
That's
because
right.
you make a decision, you ride with it as you do in life, mm-hmm. And then you start second guessing yourself, you know. So I think it's quite natural.
Yeah, but you're a pretty solid guy, you know. The one thing I really wish, I wished everybody that you've interviewed, I know you've had quite a few in the studio, but I wished everybody could have interviewed with you in person, because, you know, looking at those bright eyes, that very inviting smile and that shiny forehead, it's just a great experience to be in the person of the great Frank Beckman and be able to enjoy an interview. So I just want you to know that it'll be a memory of mine, having done that a couple times at golf courses, which is even more special. So God bless you, man. I just hope you just knock it out the park in your next adventure.
Well, I thank you so much for that. And those are just such kind words, and they touch me deeply, Mike Shirkey. And I thank you so very, very much. I'm really happy for Marlena Pavlos Hackney, who wound up in jail because she thought she could open her restaurant in Holland, her small restaurant, and she winds up behind bars, and now she's been released. It's good news for everybody, isn't it?
I think it's great news for everybody. I think it's bad news that she had to actually endure that. You know, these orders that we've been under in the state now for 379 days, I think that's the right count, have caused people to do things that they would never have contemplated doing before. Because, you know, enough is enough. Now, I don't ever recommend people breaking a law, but I also don't recommend one person making unilateral laws without input or without debate, without public disclosure, and causing such harm and havoc to an entire population and an entire culture. So, but I'm glad she's out of jail. And you know, it's a little bit of irony that she was treated the way she was treated. Yet we've got, courts are limited in their access, and we've got people that are committing crimes or getting out for little or no bond. And I think it was disproportionate action, frankly, and I think most of the people in Michigan would agree with that. But I'm glad she's out now, and I hope that the new director of the Department of Health and Human Services will continue the trend and start opening up even more for places like a restaurant, so Marlena can, you know, prosper to their fullest level of prosperity.
Has that new director, Elizabeth Hertel, has she given you any guidance or suggestion of the way she intends to move?
Well, first I'll tell you this, Frank. I have had more, and so have my colleagues in the Senate, have had more personal conversations with Elizabeth Hertel in a few short weeks that she's been appointed than in 2 years with a previous director who had such disastrous outcomes. And she has told me personally, she says, Mike, we are getting to the point where people can't take it anymore. We have to find ways to loosen things up, let them, trust them to do the right things, and let people get back to their whatever the next their normalcy, to their freedoms, and to the point where, you know, where we can recognize the life in which we had before 379 days ago. But she's going to follow the protocols that she's been trained to follow, and there will still be disagreements, I promise you. I told her that I will continue to push for an end to this nonsensical loophole in the law that allows a department director, any department director in the health department, to control lives without any legislative and without any representative input. And she knows I'm going to be very firm on continuing to push back on that. But she has a good grasp, a very good grasp. And it's the largest department in the state of Michigan, from adoption to foster care, from mental health to managed care. You know, she's got a great grasp on that. And I, like I said a moment ago, she's She is a good communicator. So let's see if we can start changing things here a little bit and send her a give her the help she needs to get the government off the back of people.
Well, that's a hopeful sound right there from you, Senator Shirky. I've got to tell you, and you know, for a lot of people here in Michigan, the words will be uplifting because it means that you and apparently she believes that we need to head toward more freedom and more personal choice on you know, what risk we're willing to take with exposing ourselves to others and possibly the virus. It's a chance we take each and every day of our lives.
That's right. And what's been missing in this entire time is not that we haven't been able, not that we haven't, shouldn't have been paying close attention to safety protocols and so forth, but trusting people to do the right thing. And that's what's been missing. And I think Elizabeth has a bit more of that in her than what the previous director had. Hey, Frank, this is your last week, and I want to give you the opportunity to be the first interview of what we're going to do today in the Senate, and that is drop a comprehensive package of election reform bills, 39 bills in five different categories that will address the kinds of things that were exposed in this last election, all under the category of assuring people confidence and integrity in the election and making it easier to vote and harder to cheat across the board. And so I'm announcing on your show this morning that today those will be introduced. And we've had Senator McBroom, who has done extensive work with his oversight committee on identifying areas where opportunities are to improve the election process. And then now today he's handing it off as if he's handing off a football to Senator Johnson, who has played an equally important role. And all of these bills will be processed through her elections committee. And so you got the down load on that sooner than anybody else did.
Well,
and
I appreciate
that
my friend.
For you because
Can I get maybe one or two specifics on exactly what's in
you
there,
bet.
Senator Shirky?
You bet. We've got these divided into five buckets. I call them buckets. One bucket is absentee voting reforms. Another bucket is protecting your vote. Another is greater transparency, a smoother election day, and making it easier to vote. Let's talk about absentee voting reforms. Increasing security at drop boxes so that everybody can be confident that ballot harvesting is not going on and they're secure. Establishing a clear in-statute chain of custody and policies for handling absentee ballots. Prohibiting third-party access to our qualified voter file. As you know, the Secretary of State allowed a third party to have access to that, and that was just a wrong thing to do. Allowing video and audio recordings wherever votes are being tabulated. That's another thing that was important. One of my favorites, and one of my, I think, the most important, is a lot of the friction and a lot of the chaos that we observed but was not explained to us very well that occurred at TCF was really a result of just inadequate training of all the people. And it was a high tension environment, and the training was lackadaisical at best. And so we're putting into statute that training has to increase. So those are the kinds of things that we're doing. There's 39 bills. We're introducing them today. And when we get back from our in-district work periods, we will be processing these and working with the House to send a good package to the governor.
You know, I got to tell you.